after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, hand in my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? What's up? What's up? What's up? So Life Says Does Live, this is your boy Steady J. It is another Friday on the show. Y'all know how we do it every Friday. We do a very special show. It's called the Let's Talk More Music Fridays, and that's where we play more music, and we shut the heck up every Friday. So there you go. Today we're going to do something a little special, a little different. We're going to play some the rising upcoming stars from around the world early in the show, and then I have a little 90s R&B mix I'm going to put into the show, too. So we'll be throwing that in there. Just doing a little something different this week. So there you go. Welcome to the show. And we're going to kick it off my boy Microwave first. And this is his track, Last 48, right here on Let's Talk More Music Fridays on Let's Life After Dust Live.
A new wave of taste that will stretch your imagination. A taste so smooth, so refreshing, so irresistible. Your only choice will be to catch it. Catch the wave.
I'm saying though.
R-G-K.
But, Intronaut was standing, I want you to know I'm planning all kinds of schematics, trying to make this work and reprimanding any notions that you have on me not being serious. The fact that Eddie Murphy called to say that you're delirious. I've got love for you to go beyond a 16 and tripling that. I hope you understand you're the girl of my dreams. I'm keen on you like the teacher right at Tokyo and trying to put the effort in. You know I'm not comatose. Money's on my mind, there's no alteration. At the same time, there's a section where your beauty has some placement. Heavy statement I make that contains your name. Soak the flame that I claim in my heart to maintain. Look, I'm quite sane when I make that proclamation. Mind is super clear, not an inkling or condensation. Cloud nine is where I met without a drop of precipitation. Anytime that we convert, simply put, you're amazing. One in a million, I ain't talking about Aaliyah. I'm hollering at the shy lights, tell me, have you seen us? They say women come a dime a dozen, but for you, I put a quarter down and tell those loving, I don't need ya. I mean, I only need one woman in my life, outside of my family, and that she was my future wife. I've got my homegirls and female fans, but technically, I'm thankful for them all, but I view you as a necessity. You held me down when I couldn't find my gravity. Figuratively speaking, I mean, you know how hard life can be. Yet you keep me smiling every time I get some contact. I don't do drugs, but ironically, you're like my weed stash. And I'm just trying to catch a flight on your Southwest. Conversations with me are more, alleviate stress. Even an atheist can comprehend that I'm blessed. And it goes beyond the exterior, though I must confess. You got the body that can be described in any words, but your inner up and hit them with a good rejection. Let me mention that my actions will not go astray, and waking up with you would be the perfect start to any day. If I don't make it in the game, I have no regrets. As long as we live comfortably, honestly, that'd be the best. I will keep it 100, just like the perfect test. With some extra credit added, that's a step above the rest. Child is destiny, you came into my life. It's great, and hopefully you feel the same way and want to integrate. Intertwine with a brother, and we'll make a great escape into our utopia. This is my last 48. And I mean, the reason why I said last 48 is because until I figure out exactly where we're going to be, I can't write about you no more. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah, I did, while I was doing this, I happened to see you retweet whatever I said and then also say you were excited. So, yeah, shout out to you. You know exactly who you are.
All right, y'all, we're going to keep it going. We got the next track from our girl, Misha Maserati. Let's do the math. Right here on Let's Talk More Music Fridays on Life of the Dust Squad.
You go. running out. Said the mouth ain't listening to what I'm talking about. It was us, now it's we. Baby, I am what you need. You ain't ever say that you was gonna start a family.
You right, and I feel you. But some of the combo, you got confused. You looking for love, and now I'm looking to bust a move. You chose this, knew by my focus, did you jump in? Thought I was gonna change.
What?
Shit, I ain't budging.
All right, we're going to move on to the next track. This is my girl, Seven Gavea, and this is Sevenistic right here on Let's Talk More Music Fridays on Life of the Dust Live.
Axiomatic, verbally vicious, I'm crazy at it. Had it all before, but I was with the lady having maggots. Delay your status, that is, if you're worthy at all. Mrs. Medina, I'm dope for me to fiend. Golden be the greatest of leaders who spark change. Your bootleg, derivative rappers can give me brain. Claiming you the champ, I bet I'll kill you when. These bitches smelling like the scent of a million men. I'm worthy of my rhymes, they're a fail, colossal. Think you're taking money, now you should stop, ho. I'm a genius, seven golden Picasso. You peasants couldn't sell pussy out of a brothel. The lyrical slayer, cocky, fancy, assassin. Everyday people I love, but fuck a bitch who's bastard. Mama should have swallowed his semen, whoever that is. This be my lyrical life, Pharaoh of Ashton. Who my genesis? Please don't ever label, I am limitless. Dragon to your cipher, I diminish it. Never talk to strangers or they'll put your life in danger. It's written on paper with pen and anger. Crawling through the pigment of your flames, I'm extensive to your brain. My lyrics became slow and so proper. High like a Jamaican shotter. Ross, I'm wearing the mask of imposter. Rock ya, I'm self-righteous. And despite this occasional hating from the losers, I am enticing. You write lifeless. You job turkeys ain't messing with dolomite. I'm exquisite with own the mic. Spit beans, not bars, get your sound right. You're entertaining, but baby, I get the crowd hype. Even if you felt you could have grabbed it, took from under your feet a title you've never had.
All right, so we're going to the last track before the mix, and then we're going to mix and play some more independent music. So this is my girl, Red Shades. Give me more right here on Let's Talk More Music Fridays on Life of Dust Live. This is Give Me More.
Hey, my name's Red Shades. You may or may not heard of me, but I'm from around the way. Runaway girl, LL Cool J. And I only spit this one, so listen close to what I say. A lot of people think I'm much older than my age, cause the knowledge I possess is many light years away from the current generation that we have here today. Now wait, in my face, back it up, give me space. Like make it hot, Missy E. Nicole Ray. Wanna know who that JT Money Soleil. So nonchalant, cause there is no competition. Y'all staying special ed, but me, I'm on a mission. Don't mind me, cause I'm just Slick Rickin'. Gather here as I tell a story to my children. Nod your head, clap your hands, cause I know that you be feeling the beat because of grooves and the person that you're hearing. Hope that you're getting all these words through your head. Something like TLC, cause I ain't too proud of it. It's one big game, so I guess we all can share. But to me, I don't care, I'd rather take your spot instead. Or yours too, cause it really doesn't matter. A Tribe Called Quest, hot sex on a platter. Preconceived notions, cause these people looking at me. But you don't know Nan, nope, Trina Trick Daddy. Half these rappers lame and they all boring me. So I had to regulate like Nate Dogg, Warren G. And since I mentioned Nate, may the man rest in peace. Cause he really was a legend and it's sad he had to leave. But on a smooth tip like my girl Sweet T. All Queen Latifah, cause I swear the unity. Between all the legends and the new MCs, I'm new school meets old school I teach. You think I'm running on, but I really just begun. Here to spread the word like KRS-One. Me, I'm too cool, not saying I'm the best, but I am close to it cause I stay stuggy fresh. Take nothing for granted, I already know I'm blessed. And I'm done now, so there is nothing left. People wanna see what I'm about to do next. No
myself a part two. No, I ain't done yet.
You gotta give me more. You gotta give me more. You gotta give me more. Come on, you gotta give me more. 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 Come on, you gotta give me more. You gotta give me more. You gotta give me more. You gotta give me more.
All right, y'all, we're going to go ahead and get into the 90s R&B mix. Now, one of the reasons I'm playing, of course, I know on Wednesday's show, we will talk about 90s music and whatnot. And then on top of that as well, this is one of the most downloaded things on my SoundCloud now, this mix here, and it's going crazy. I haven't even, like, promoted like that. People just go to it and they continue to download it. It's being played like crazy, and you get a little bit, you get some 90s songs you ain't really heard in a while, and something that, of course, you still hear, and so a lot of the throwback mixes in the club and whatnot. So, yeah, I enjoy it. I hope you enjoy this like everyone else. It's a 90s R&B mix I've thrown together. Probably about half, I would say about maybe at least 4 months ago. So here we go. We'll be back into this mix.
This is the one and only Antoinette Circle from Tucson, Arizona, showing love to my papi, DJ Seti J.
Trying to get with someone, it's never been about money, cars. I love you. line right now, but if you leave your name and number, we'll get back to you.
As I thought for me. my life like you before. It makes all my dreams come true. I love the way you carry yourself. You have a lot of class to say. You don't have to say how much you care for me, because it's written all over your face. Don't you know?
episode.
All right, welcome back, y'all. Welcome back. That was the last bit of the news for today. We might play another song on the way out, but I'm going over the phone lines, and I got one of my coolest people in the world in the building with me. You know him from Goofy Bones Show, you know, that comes on directly after our show on Mondays and Fridays. Mondays and Wednesdays. So, everybody, welcome to the show, my boy, Mechazelwa.
It's actually Flavor Cactus.
Oh, Flavor Cactus in the building. Okay, what's up?
Yeah.
What's up, Flavor Cactus?
Yeah, it's Flavor Cactus. Mechazelwa is sick.
Yeah, that's a lie. We're both here.
What's up? I get him in here, too. What's up, both of y'all, man? I'm glad to have y'all, man. Sneaking through.
City. Yeah, we've never heard your show before. What's going on?
No, Mr. Man, this is actually Fridays of my day where I just shut up. It was my shut up days. This is why I play more music. On Mondays and Wednesdays, it's a little more wild. So
yeah, I thought you got that
co-host
stuff.
Yeah, I do. Actually, on Fridays, I do the show, me show myself with them on Mondays and Wednesdays. I have my two co-hosts. They do.
Yeah, where are the babes at? Where are the babes?
Babes. Yes, they are out about. So, yes.
Well,
I hold it down. I hold it down every Friday. I hold down the phone with myself on Fridays. So, yes. Oh, man.
So, what's up with Team Fortress 2, Sonny? Are you scared? Why haven't you been showing up?
No, I sprinkle whatever I get chance to, because I'm one of those people, when I play a game, it's like I had to play for a really long time, and I know how I am, so that's why I try to, like, when I get to play, I would make sure it's like, bam. So, cause that's actually, I like to, you know, a lot of people don't know who's listening, like, what's TFT? And, you know, a lot of people aren't realizing that, man, Steam is the way to go, man. Steam is... So it started really revolutionizing how people play video games and whatnot.
Yeah, I've been on Steam since before Steam was actually a thing.
Yes,
yeah, seriously, if you look at my profile, I have a 9-year badge on there, which is actually like 11 years, really, because the badge is 2 years old.
Like I've been keeping on X-Play, they'll play a lot of clips from it. You know, they always play a lot of clips from games on Steam or whatnot. And a lot of times they talk about TF2 a lot as far as some of the expansions and stuff that happened to it and whatnot.
Yeah, it's pretty prevalent these days. You know, pretty much all the new games come out on Steam anymore.
Yep. I noticed that too. Like a lot of the games that you pretty much play on console come on Steam now.
Yeah. Yeah, I hate consoles, you know, modern consoles, I think they're crap, but, you know, honestly, like, most of the better games come out on Steam first, and then they come out on consoles.
Right. And, I mean, as far as if you're a person that, and I'm going to break down TF2 to the people, like, and this is just off my observation of how I played it, if you like Call of Duty, then you should definitely like TF2. That's just my personal opinion. Because you're not going to get, you know, first off, all the extra camping, you can't really, camping doesn't really work in that game. Because, you know, a lot of people are like, well, it doesn't work on Call of Duty either. But no, it really doesn't work on there. Especially the modes that we play, if you come with us, hey, you're going to keep it moving. Because if you stay in one spot too long, and you just camp, you're going to end up losing. Even in the sniper,
yeah,
you can't sit.
I used to play this game called Counter-Strike a lot, Seti. And I hate fucking campers. Yeah, you want to talk about camping. That's where it was invented.
Yeah, I just, you know, for me, yeah, I hate. That's one thing that disenfranchises you from playing some of these games. Because you'll start playing them, and everybody just thinks that, well, if I hide from everybody, then nobody can kill me. But that's boring. Like, okay, yeah. But sometimes it's not going to always work because at the end of the day, that expert will end up coming back and fight you in the butt. Because then if people didn't know how to navigate around the maps, they gonna find you.
Yeah, I would say camping only works out for people that are new to the game and are playing with other people that are new to the game that don't know where to camp anyway.
Right. You're like, the way you beat campers on, I don't care if it's a Call of Duty or whatever game, it works. Like, this works for every game, no matter what you play. And the way you beat campers is you got to think like a camper. If you think like a camper, you always beat them.
Yeah, Goofy was camping originally on Koff Nucleus. Like, he would always go to this one spot, and I would always go there and get him. Each time he'd go back to it, I'd just go there and get him. He eventually caught on.
Oh, yeah, I've caught Goofy.
Yeah, he was camping against me, too. He was camping so hard. When he did that one-on-one match, I was like...
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Right after you got off, like, he rage quit because I kept slaughtering him round after round.
Oh,
like,
no,
it got so bad, I found his little camp spot.
It got
so bad, I found his little camp spot, Seti, and I walked out right behind him and just knifed him to death. Yeah, he got really mad about that.
I remember, you matter of fact, that happened while I was playing with y'all. Yeah, I was still playing, and he raised credit before I got off.
Yeah, so I guess you remember him telling me, oh, you can't beat me in my class. You can't. I'm like, all right. You know, I wasn't even talking shit. I was just like, okay.
That's kind of like, that's kind of like this one time I was like, it's with my friends in Mortal Kombat. I forget which Mortal Kombat it was, but it wasn't a side scroller. I remember that much. But this is what happened. He got mad because he's like, you can't, why are you using Liu Kang? Liu Kang is too easy to be using on everybody. He's too easy to use. And then I was like, nah. I said, it doesn't matter. In a day, I said, really? It's not going to matter. You can beat somebody, you can beat somebody. And so this dude, and I kid y'all not, he pitched every character in the game to play. He would go every time. He'd keep going, pick a different character so he could see if he could beat me. Still could not beat me with Liu Kang. It did not matter because in the day, I just know how to preempt what you're going to do. I know the moves that the team that the other person going to do, so I know how to make sure that don't happen to me.
Seti, did you ever play a game called Samurai Showdown?
Have I ever played it?
Yeah, it's an old fighting game. It's pretty similar to Mortal Kombat, except that one of the characters is a little girl, like literally a little girl with like an umbrella. And like I would pick that character, and people would make fun of me until I kicked the shit out of them with like a little girl with an umbrella.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of like, who's it? It's kind of like on, if you ever played Super Smash Brothers, everybody else gets mad when you use Mario. Like, Mario's moves, his moves aren't like spectacular, but if you know how to maneuver him, it's kind of hard to get beat.
Really, I used to always get mad when people would pick, what's his name, Jigglypuff or whatever, with the lightning. Yeah.
So everybody always picked, you know, that was the thing too. I used to get annoyed that everybody always picked Pikachu. Like when the first one.
It was Pikachu with the goddamn lightning.
It's like, okay. It's like Pikachu, it's like you can't beat everyone.
Yeah, it's like picking Blanka in Street Fighter 2. Like, I mean, come on, you're just going to sit there and spam the electricity the whole time.
Exactly, you're spamming the button. See, that's the thing, too. See, when I was playing Mortal Kombat, it wasn't like I was just spamming fireballs at him all day with Liu Kang. I was actually going up to him and pop, hit him with combos. I don't like all that power stuff too much.
Didn't Liu Kang have the super long legs there, didn't he?
Yeah, and then, like, you play the one where he's dead. I forget what the game is called, but whichever one where he's dead and they're supposed to basically be a zombie version of him, he fights with, you know, that's when he starts fighting more with weapons. He fights with his chains. So that's the thing, too. That was what was pissing him off. I kept hitting him with the chains so many times. It's like, was like, top it out, knocking them out.
I just think it's funny, like, people get it in their heads that they're unbeatable, and then, you know, when they get beat, they get all mad about it. Like, I mean, really, there's always going to be somebody that's better at it than you are.
Right. I mean, you think about it, every superhero always has that one thing, one person that's always the strongest adversary that wins a couple matches against them. I mean, like, Lex Luthor wins against Superman when he uses a freaking kryptonite, but...
Oh, yeah, have you heard about the new Superman?
Yeah, the Wild Men of Steel is coming out.
Have you heard about the new Superman getting ready to come out? There's supposed to be no kryptonite and all that?
Yeah, see, I didn't know about that. I know that there was no kryptonite. That was the catch-22 to it.
Yeah, like, how are you going to beat Superman with no kryptonite? I don't get it.
yeah,
I guess they're
right.
Just going to
okay.
Fight, like, throw around planets or something. I don't know.
I'm trying to think who else was on there. Another movie's coming out. Of course, you already, and people already know, I've been talking about that left and right. Iron Man 3. I want to see that. I'm going to go see that midnight release.
Yeah, isn't that supposed to be coming out this summer or something like that?
Yeah, it comes out in May.
Yeah. Well, that's not too far away. What's that, a couple weeks?
Yeah, that's gonna. I can't wait to see. I cannot wait to see that. That's gonna be epic.
All I know is they're bastardizing my whole childhood. I mean, they're gonna have Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles without mutants or, you know, any of that. They're supposed to be space aliens now or something. What?
What's going on? I understand they try to change things a little bit, but some things are just too corny when they change, like. This isn't necessarily corny, but it's just weird to me that George Takei is going to be, he's rumored to be on the new Star Wars. And I'm like, I thought Star Wars and Star Trek people don't really like their people mixing together.
Well, George Takei is gay, so all bets are off.
So I guess he gets a pass.
I mean, have you ever seen him when he's, like, really fruity? Like, it totally shatters the image of Sulu.
Yeah, it's like, okay. But, there's one show that comes on where they have a sensei character.
Yeah, I remember that. It was like a crossover or something, I think, in the Next Generation or something like that.
But... You know, I don't know, like, you know what's why I had just finally started, I mean, it's old, not just brand new, but I had just started watching a couple weeks ago, I never really watched what was on, was Enterprise, and I was like, oh my God, I forgot the captain on there was the dude that played, was Scott Bakula that played from Quantum Leap.
Scott Bakula, you mean?
Yeah, whatever. I tried.
He's got a really weird last name, but yeah, it's Bakula.
I tried to get into that show, but
it just wasn't that good. I mean, it was kind of good, but not, you know, like.
I watched the first season. I watched the first season on Netflix. It was like you said, that's like hit and miss.
Some episodes,
I like this show. Yeah. Then you get some, it's like, why?
And some of them were good, and some of them were just not good. Yeah, and Voyager was, like, good for, like, the first week, and then Captain Janeway started becoming the biggest bitch in the fucking universe.
What's he about Deep Space Nine?
Yeah, that's about the same. You know, what's his name? Sisko started, you know, becoming the king of the universe, and, you know, then it started becoming not that good, shapeshifters and whatnot.
But Next Generation, that one was... You know, that kept you, your eyes glued to the screen. You wasn't really bored with
that. Yeah, Next Generation was, you know, it's still pretty awesome. Even if you watch the old episodes, even though, you know, it's like way outdated and stuff, it's still pretty cool.
Yeah, I that's the question I ask with a lot of these shows and movies. Like, if you take some of the technology from the day and use back then, would it have made those shows that much better or would it have taken away from the shows? especially you know, like everybody now tries to do that little Matrix scene every time and have these shows now and just kind of play it out.
The Matrix and the revolving shot. You know what I'm talking about? Where the,
yes,
the camera goes in a
about.
Circle.
It's funny,
yeah, that's,
okay.
That's
I'm so tired of now.
Hey, Seti, I have a question.
Yes, yours.
Yeah. Originally, when you were going to play TF2, you wanted to play as the Demo Man, but you weren't so good at it. What is your opinion on the Demo Man?
What's my opinion on the Demo Man? I don't know. It's kind of, I'm kind of on the fence on that. Because, let's see, who did I use? There's only two people I really use.
I thought you liked to play Engineer.
Well, I like the Engineer, too, but... Well, so it's three. Now, y'all can see right. It's three people. The Soldier, the Engineer, and whoever the guy, the big gun, they carries the big guns.
Heavy,
there we go.
See,
yeah,
my
like,
two
those
main
are my
classes.
Three favorites.
My two main classes are Demo Man and Engineer. I've actually played both of them in a competition before. Spoiler, we lost. The point is, though...
Why does that not surprise me?
Oh, it wasn't my fault that we lost.
I was just saying, you know, the people are super competitive with these games.
I was holding the fucking final point, and everyone else was fucking dicking around. I'm like, guys, fucking capture the other point.
Yeah, I used to play competitive Counter-Strike, so... Yeah.
But,
I'm aware of hardcore players.
I want to do me versus Seti, Demo Man versus Demo Man, class locked duel. And I want to see how that turns out.
Oh, Lord. We'll see, because I don't know. Honestly, I think I only used the Demo Man for like a little bit the first time I ever played, and I didn't really use him since then.
Basically, his shtick basically is that he's got a lot of explosives. He doesn't have any like hit scan weapons, like no shotguns and shit. So what you got to do is basically, with the Demo Man, what I do is, I like to mess with people. I'll shoot some sticky bombs down and go around a corner and then come at someone with, like, the beer bottle. Then they'll chase me into the corner. I'll run past the sticky bombs. I'll detonate them, and they won't even see it coming. Works every time.
Wow. Okay. That was my thing, too. Yeah, like, I was trying to get used to the people that had the guns more than I with him. I wasn't used to him not having, you know, not really having guns. So that's what
and
started
the,
off.
And with the grenade launcher, like, the best part about that is if you walk and you see like a sentry nest, you could take that thing out like nothing. If it's a little distant from you and it's like behind a corner, you can shoot the grenades and lob them over there. Or if you see it in your sights, you can use a sticky bomb, place three, then detonate that shit. They'll never see it coming.
Okay. So,
what are you doing in the background there, Seti? Are you killing people?
Oh yeah.
I was actually watching people get killed over. I was watching House of Wax, and then now Prometheus. Or now I'm just turning Prometheus. So yes, I'm watching people get killed.
Now, I would definitely like to take Seti up on a Demo Man challenge and see how that turns out.
I might have taken you up on that just to do something. Just to do something different than I usually. Usually do. That's kind of how I got.
Demo Man and Engineer
to,
in my comfort
I used
zone.
To the soldier.
So watch out.
I didn't even plan on using Soldier, but I just like I guess let me try. And I know if I can.
And Soldier's a noob class anyway. So all the noobs go for Soldier. It's so basic. You get it. You get one projectile. You get one hit scan, and you get a shovel.
Yeah. Then you. Or, yeah. Then you get there cause that laser. You earn that laser gun. Getting laser gun so quick. It seemed like.
It's actually not as good as it looks. It does less damage, and you can, like, right-click it to hold a big charge. You got that one really early for some reason. That's not, like, an early one. And an early one that you should have gotten was called a direct hit, and it goes faster, but there's no blast radius, so you have to, like, aim it, like, at the person, and then when they hit it, you know, they're going to feel it.
Okay.
But you just got the laser one for some reason.
Well, as I see, if you're ready to come to a close in a second, I want y'all each go ahead and let everybody know y'all Twitters.
What?
Let everybody know how they can follow y'all on Twitter.
Oh, you want us to plug. Okay. Flavored Cactus and Mecca _ Zawa.
Damn.
Yeah, we're pretty easy to find. All you got to do is look around, I guess.
Have
you ever heard
actually,
of some guy called Kings of Talk City?
Kings of Talk?
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
He actually thought Todd Morris was Ric Flair.
Wow. Okay. I never thought that. Not one time.
That's all right. We trolled him into not doing shows on Blog Talk Radio anymore.
Yeah, he deserved. I mean, was he really that naive?
Yeah, I think so. And the guy like is out of breath just sitting around, so he's got other issues too.
You know what? It's kind of bittersweet. I hate the sound of Todd Morris's voice, but I like pissing him off. I don't know. It's just
he's really pissed off right now. I don't know if you've been keeping up with the latest drama, but him and Desert Rose are on the outs, and everyone hates Todd Morris, and yeah.
Oh, that was so crazy. Cool, the other day on Wednesday's show, you ever heard of old Rooter?
Yeah, we've heard of him. He's
he came to the show on Wednesday. That was crazy.
Yeah, we're gonna have to start coming around more often. When do you normally have your shows? Like, what time?
Well, I do it the same time on Fridays than on Wednesdays. It's literally the hour before Juicy Bones comes on. So it's an hour, and then Goofy Bones Show comes on right directly at the moment. Like, we're back to back.
All right. Well, we're going to have to keep that in mind and start showing up, maybe.
Yeah. He comes and messes me in there, too. A lot of times, right? He'll come in there at the first half. He'll sneak over to his show and get ready for his show.
Yeah, watch. He'll catch the archive and be like, "Oh, they're talking shit about me on TF2."
Yeah, he glances to the archives. Or either he listens to the archives, or he knows it's to the archives, and they go like, "Cause we were talking about you on that show."
He's just mad.
And then he's gonna have some plot. See, now when I do this show, he's gonna have a plot against me. He's gonna have a plot against me not coming to the show next time. He's gonna give me a hard time.
We give everyone a hard time, so you know, what's new in that? But you're Seti J, Black Jesus Action Jackson.
You know what's funny? Some people that have you they call me that name, and they I said that's the name that they call me over on Goofy Bones Show. I said, that's how Ron, y'all haven't heard of it, that y'all came out and said. I said, it's too ironic they said that. I said,
well, we are the worldwide radio, Seti.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. I mean, hey, y'all starting the trend.
Okay, that could be a lot worse, you know. It could be a worse trend than that.
Yeah, it could be... A douche like Todd Morris or Mr. Solutions. Oh my God, Kate. That's another voice.
Yeah.
I don't know what I can't stand more, his diction or his voice. Period.
It's not so much that. It's he knows everything about everything until you challenge him, and then he just starts cursing at you and screaming at you and has like no argument.
Yeah, it's like, what the hell?
And that's how you can tell like an intelligence level of someone, because they're only smart when they're the only one talking.
Yep. He's very, for those of you guys that are trying to put the piece together, yes, he is how he sounds.
Hey, Seti, have you heard of something called Homestuck?
Yeah, I heard of Homestuck.
You should read it. It's pretty good. I know I've given it shit before, but it's actually pretty good.
All right, so we roll now, everyone. If you missed any parts of the show, y'all definitely check it out by going to a couple different places. You go to blogtalkradio.com/SetiJ. You can also listen to it on iTunes for free. Just type in Life at the Dust Live. It's on TuneIn Radio app, too. Go to TuneIn Radio app. Download on your phone, tablet, whatever. You can go there and listen to the show for free on there as well. And y'all can find me on Twitter at CediJDusk, at CEDDY, letter J, DUSK. And, man, done a great show. Definitely glad y'all came through, man. You know, it's always good to have family speak through the show, man. So, definitely, I'm glad y'all came through. And I'm about to go get ready to go drink.
<'Cause>
I definitely
awesome.
Need it. After the kind of week that... That's the kind of week that I had. I need it. It's not necessarily a stressful week, but I've been working my behind off this weekend. I definitely need a drink.
Yeah, it sounds all good, Teddy.
Right.
Thanks for having us on.
Y'all. Thank you, man. I thank y'all for coming through. All right, y'all. We're rolling out in the words of Chris Brown.
Wrecked.